This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a beautiful summer weekend, we've got lots to talk about, and we invite you to take part. You can become part of the show. Come directly into the doctor's office by calling us at 877-726-8255. I'll repeat that. 877-726-TALK is the number to connect with us and pose your question about medicine and nutrition. We got lots of time to take your phone calls, so start dialing. This hour, we're going to catch up on some of the important stories of the week. By the way, a belated happy Independence Day. And this show is live, in contradistinction to many shows, which are canned this weekend because, the hosts are off enjoying themselves on the beach or whatever. I'm perfectly content to sit right here behind this very microphone because it's a privilege to share vital health information with you. There's no place I'd rather be on a beautiful holiday weekend. 877-726-8255. We're going to take a page from, remember that 1971 movie Clockwork Orange, in which a violent, assaultive criminal was turned into a docile lamb through conditioning? Well, there may be a new tool in the armamentarium of crime fighters with brain stimulation to decrease the intent to commit assault. We'll take a look at that story a little later in today's program. Vitamin D for overactive bladder. Oncologists are about to study the effect of diet on cancer drugs, and we'll do a deep dive on that story momentarily. New Alzheimer's breakthrough, or is it? It's certainly sending the stock market into a tizzy. But before we get to that, in commemoration of Independence Day, I published an article entitled 24 Ways to Improve Our Healthcare System. And I got a flurry of comments on it. It proposes some revolutionary steps to avert a cataclysm, because our healthcare system is headed for a cliff, and not just our healthcare system, but comparable healthcare systems, whether it's a socialist system like the National Health Service in England, or our system, which is kind of a hybrid. It's highly bureaucratized, but it's beholden to insurance companies and drug companies. Our healthcare system is headed for disaster because we just simply won't be able to fund it and afford the medications that are being cranked out in a profusion, in a record number. We'll talk about that trend a little later in today's program. And besides that, people aren't getting well. We're simply ameliorating symptoms in most cases, not curing the vast majority of diseases. Most of the conditions that afflict Americans are degenerative conditions that are brought about by lifestyle, and medications are really doing a lousy job of addressing them. Hence, so many Americans are turning to vitamin supplements, to natural healers like yours truly, to get them out of a jam or to prevent disease. So I got a flurry of reactions, mostly positive, and I'll share some of them with you. By the way, you can check out that article at drhoffman.com. It's posted there. It was featured in our newsletter this week. But we post all our articles on social media and on our website at drhoffman.com. So check it out. Let's hear your comments. Here's one. Dr. Hoffman, I wanted to compliment you on your brilliant and, quite frankly, brave article on 24 ways to transform our healthcare system. I hope this article will go, quote, viral, and every man, woman, and young adult alike would read and implement what they can into their daily lives, and also urge the powers that be that can affect the current and outdated rules, regulations, and policies that our broken healthcare system has presently and in need of a comprehensive overhaul. Thanks very much. Signed, John. Also, this one from Michelle Perro, MD, who was a previous guest on Intelligent Medicine. She's co-author of What's Making Our Children Sick, which is an excellent book. And I recommend that you check out the book and check out the podcast. She writes, I hope you had a good holiday. I just read your 24 steps in your newsletter, and I had to comment on how clear, concise, and on target they were. I couldn't agree more. Well done, and thank you for posting it. And here's one from an individual who has some additional recommendations. This is from Dennis. He says, encourage use of health sharing organizations. I am a member of Liberty Health Share and love it. And by the way, I too was a member of Liberty Health Share, which offered an alternative to conventional insurances. It's organization that has as its goal to liberate people from monolithic health insurance companies, and it's got a sharing model as its basis, where healthcare costs are shared. And I rode that system for a couple of years between the time that my COBRA ran out from a previous employer and the onset of Medicare. Of course, when Medicare kicked in, when I attained the age of 65, I opted for Medicare, which is a more economical and comprehensive option for me. But this person, Dennis, writes, I especially like getting the government and insurance companies out from between me and my providers. He also recommends providing a system for permitting taxpayer deductions for nutritional supplements used for prevention and treatment of chronic conditions. I thought I said that in the 24 points. He says, I spend over $5,000 per year, take no prescriptions, enjoy great health at age 63, and get no credit for relieving the system of cost burden of those not focused on proper care and feeding. Also, Dennis recommends including dental care as part of medical insurance and cost sharing, because dental and gum care are an integral part of everyone's health. And that's a big fault of our current healthcare system. I think, you know, one thing to get, porcelain teeth and dental implants, okay, maybe that's, I mean, while health supporting, maybe those are things where at least part of the individual cost for these elective items should be borne by the patient. But basic dental care, it's very integral to overall health. We know that periodontal disease, very much associated with cardiovascular risk and overall bodily inflammation. And yet most dental insurance plans do little for extractions, etc. So I want to thank those individuals for their positive comments, but I thought I would share with you a very, very negative response, because, I think it was Abraham Lincoln who says, you can please some of the people all of the time, all the people some of the time, but can't please all of the people all of the time. And in writing this article, I thought I took an approach that transcends politics, but the battle lines are so drawn around trigger issues like healthcare in this country, that my article spawned this response from an individual who identifies him or herself as SK. Freaking socialist medicine, just like 90% of the rest of the medical practitioners. Listening to you on the radio the last few years, I thought you may actually be different. How ridiculous could I be? Jesus, try practicing in Canada. There's a reason virtually all my Canadian friends come to the U.S. for Medicare, if they think it's anything important. I'm convinced one of my friends died unnecessarily because he had to wait 10 weeks for an MRI 4 weeks for the results and then another 4 months for a referral and an appointment with an oncologist. You want that for us too? F you. And first of all, I suggest to SK a program in anger management because he really shouldn't get so emotionally wrought up about 24 constructive suggestions for healthcare reform, which really were nonpartisan. It's a knee-jerk reaction to any proposal for equity in our healthcare system. And SK, I'm not that guy. I'm not a guy who wants to turn us into Canada or Great Britain. You know, whether you have a capitalist medicine system or a socialist medicine system like in Canada, Scandinavia, Britain, it's still like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic because all those systems are going to founder ultimately. With socialism, you have rationing by the government. Here, you get rationing by the insurance companies or by your income bracket. What we need is fundamental reform, and that's what the theme of intelligent medicine is about. It's about deprescribing whenever possible using natural approaches that are ultimately safer, more effective, and hugely more economical. That's what it's all about. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions and comments. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255. And Wall Street investors are bidding up a stock of a company that purports to have developed a breakthrough drug for Alzheimer's. Is it really what it's billed as? We'll take a look in just a moment. But first, do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Well, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus, and I've been talking about it here on Intelligent Medicine because I'm so excited, and we share this information with our patients who have borderline or elevated blood pressure, and it's working for them, and it can work for you. It's so effective that, according to research, it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. To find out more, go to orderzona.com. or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or go to orderzona.com. And we set this up for you. We want to try it. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. Okay, this item, a company called Biogen has announced that their experimental Alzheimer's drug is called BAN2401. It doesn't even have a name yet, just initials and a number. Biogen and its Japanese partner, Eisai, announced positive results in a late-stage trial for an experimental Alzheimer's drug called BAN2401. Patients who received the highest dose of the drug showed a statistically significant slowing of disease progression after 18 months of treatment, the company said in a press release. And as a result of that, Biogen shares closed about 20% higher this Friday. And so what's up with that? Well, of interest is that if you go back in the archives just to a month ago, you'll see this headline. Eli Lilly, AstraZeneca drop two late-stage Alzheimer's drug trials. AstraZeneca and Eli Lilly scrapped two late-stage trials of an experimental Alzheimer's drug. They said the treatment wasn't working as well as they had hoped. Pfizer, in January of 2018, said it would stop trying to discover new drugs for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. It's just simply too expensive, and the drugs weren't panning out. Another company, Merck, failed last year in a clinical trial of patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. Now, these drugs are based on the principle of busting up tau protein. They're amyloid plaque busters. And that principle hadn't really worked out well in terms of Alzheimer's disease. What does seem to be working is something called the Bredesen protocol. The Bredesen protocol. Dr. Dale Bredesen has been a guest on Intelligent Medicine a couple of times. And over the past couple of years, he has demonstrated that patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease can have their disease reversed through a complex intervention. It's lifestyle, diet, exercise, certain key supplements, in some cases medications. But it's a plausible way of dealing with Alzheimer's disease. And so the suggestion is, if you're an investor, it might be wise to keep keep in perspective what's happened to previous magic bullets for Alzheimer's disease, and we may need a more comprehensive solution to this challenging epidemic. We hope indeed the drug works, but we wonder if it's really going to pan out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Join us. Call in. This is Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number, 877-726-8255. You want to get in on the action. We'll take some calls a little later this hour. But first, this is a fascinating new development and potentially a new tool in the armamentarium of crime fighters. Headline, brain stimulation decreases intent to commit assault. And this reminds me a little bit of a 1971 movie that I grew up with. It was when I was a teenager. Stanley Kubrick's 1971 movie, Clockwork Orange, starring Malcolm McDowell. Any of you old enough to remember that, or have you seen it on TCM Classics? Now, nearly 50 years later, the same principle seems to have been demonstrated. If you recall, in the Clockwork Orange movie, Malcolm McDowell and his band of droogs, who are basically a bunch of violent hooligans, they commit something called ultraviolence while beaten people to a pulp, they sing Singing in the Rain. It's like a perfectly orchestrated violence. He is then apprehended, and he undergoes behavior modification, which is depicted as something exceedingly cruel, kind of a Pavlovian conditioning, where during or watching scenes of violence, he's subjected to electric shocks. And he's turned into a docile lamb. The only problem is when they release him, he's reformed, but he gets beaten to a pulp because he can't fight back. He's completely lost his aggression. And in a less overt way, in a more subtle way, it turns out that stimulating the prefrontal cortex with an electrical stimulation can reduce a person's intention to commit a violent act by more than 50%. So this is not like, you know, Jack Nicholson in another movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's not like you're getting involuntary shock therapy where you, you know, grit your teeth and smoke comes out of your ears. It's a very subtle electrical stimulation. It's kind of like TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, which actually psychiatrists are beginning to use for the treatment of depression. If you stimulate that part of the brain, you can have an impact on behavior. So what they say here is, this is a researcher from Penn State. This has promise. We only did one 20-minute session and we saw an effect. What if we had more sessions? What if we did it three times a week for a month? The researchers zeroed in on the prefrontal cortex, and specifically the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex in the top front area of the brain, because it's well documented that antisocial individuals have deficits in this region. It's part of the brain that's associated with impulse control. And if you zap it, the researchers then presented participants with two hypothetical scenarios, one each about physical and sexual assault, and asked them to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 the likelihood that they would act as the protagonist in the vignettes. For those in the experimental group, stimulation decreased their intent to carry out physical and sexual assault by 47 and 70%, respectively. So, you know, the proof of principle, it seems to work. They found the area of the brain that they need to stimulate. Now comes moral and ethical concerns. Because, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to take people involuntarily and say, you know, three strikes and you're out? You know, you've committed violent acts or you've been a sexual predator, and we're going to zap your brain. And it's, you know, the state has determined that that is what's necessary for your rehabilitation. And you can see that this could really become a very dangerous tool in the hands of a totalitarian state. And, oh, by the way, some of the collaborators on this with the University of Pennsylvania are from Nanyang Technological University, which concerns me because in the hands of the Chinese, they could subject, you know, maybe, 5% of the population to treatments, which in effect would neuter their aggression and violent tendencies with, you know, maybe some overt political influences. So, at any rate, this seems to work. What we're going to do with this new technology, that's up to the ethicists, but it's a new age in terms of rehabilitating individuals with criminal behavior. Very fascinating new aspect of medicine. All right, our number, 877-726-8255. And if you have suffered from frequent fatigue, I've got some good news for you because we now have a nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down in every way, in an everyday sense. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor works on the principle of the mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of the cells. It repairs damaged cell membranes, and clinical trials have actually been undertaken, and they've shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I'll share a testimonial with you. One listener writes, I love this stuff. This product has brought the 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again. Now, you've heard me talk for a long time about ProPacks with NT Factor. Well, there's a new wrinkle on this. You can now get NT Factor alone and keep whatever multiple or fish oil you prefer. The product is Healthy Aging, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. Comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, BOGO, buy one, get one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I take it personally, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging with NT Factor by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, thanks for listening. And here's an item that I think is quite fascinating, because overactive bladder, it's actually a controversial diagnosis, because some people think it's a made-up disease. I mean, of course, as people age, especially men, but also women, they're going to pee more. So is it a disease, or is it simply a fact of life? Well, anyway, once you develop powerful drugs that can treat something, it earns the status of a disease. This is sometimes what's called disease mongering. And unfortunately, these drugs have side effects, including a disturbing side effect, which is that some of these have cholinergic effects, and acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter in the brain. When you use an anticholinergic, you deplete acetylcholine, and okay, you may pee less frequently, but you're depleting your brain. And studies show that individuals who take these medications long-term, especially the vulnerable elderly, are more prone to dementia. So what if there was a nutritional supplement that could have an impact on urinary frequency in men? And what would that be? Well, it's the ubiquitous nutrient, vitamin D. And I didn't even know this, but this just came out in May. Impact of 25-hydroxy vitamin D level on lower urinary tract symptoms in men, a step towards reducing overactive bladder. And what they found is that vitamin D levels were, of course, lowest in winter. And there was also the severity of overactive bladder peaked in winter. Well, that makes sense, because you know, whenever it's cold, if you ever notice, you kind of want to pee more, right? You know, it's very cold. But it turns out that there was a very, very close correlation between vitamin D deficiency and the severity of overactive bladder. So there was actually, in patients who were treated with vitamin D, there was a reduction in overactive bladder. So, and by the way, I'm not sure this is going to be surefire for every person who suffers from overactive bladder, but it could help. And this study supports the use of vitamin D. So, you know, what's the problem with optimizing our vitamin D in general? That really should be our goal, because vitamin D has such pervasive effects on so many aspects of health, including a new symptom, overactive bladder. Very cool. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll get to some of your calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There are several ways you can reach us. You can call us today, now, and get on the program live by calling 877-726-8255. You can also email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We love to get your questions because they're grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is a popular weekly podcast feature wherein we answer listener questions. And there's another way you can get questions to us. You can go to our homepage at drhoffman.com, and there's a box on the right side of the page. If you click on that box, you can record a question, as did Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Dave from Jackson, New Jersey. I was bitten by a tick a couple of weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure I have alpha-gal disease based on reactions I'm seeing to mammalian meat. I'm waiting for test results, but in the meantime, I'm doing my homework on this condition, and I see that for most folks, it wears off in anywhere from 1 to 5 years. Now, I'm a longtime listener, and I've heard you talk in the past about EPD, enzyme potentiated desensitization. I also know that alpha-gal is the first documented allergic condition where the reaction is to a carbohydrate rather than the usual protein. What can you tell me about this? And is there any chance I can shorten the duration of it with EPD, or does that only work for protein allergies?
Okay, well, boy, that's a really wonky question and brings up an important issue, which is that one of the things that you can acquire from a tick bite is an allergy to meat, and that is to all mammalian proteins. You won't be allergic to chicken, you won't be allergic to turkey, and you won't be allergic to fish, but you'll be allergic to anything that comes from a mammal. And it's a reaction to alpha-gal, or, you know, the long version of it is galactose, alpha-1,3-galactose. I'm not sure how quickly that emerges after a tick bite. By the way, it's more likely to occur from a Lone Star tick bite, rather than the, you know, traditional, Eastern, tick, the deer tick. That's a very, very tiny pinprick, pinhead sized tick. It's a little larger. It's more of a tick that, is carried by dogs, domesticated dogs. This can happen. It causes a severe allergic reaction. It occurs 3 to 8 hours after the consumption of mammalian meat products. And it's not like an anaphylactic reaction. It's a slightly delayed onset. And it causes body itching, hives, angioedema, which is swelling, and GI upset. And rarely anaphylaxis, and sometimes there's some respiratory distress, which could be problematic in somebody who has asthma. So the treatment of it is is unclear at this time. I don't think allergists have a treatment for it yet. EPD is a technique that was pioneered in the 90s and subsequently banned by the FDA, although there are some doctors who are using a means of kind of getting around that. I personally don't do EPD anymore because it's not it's no longer permitted by the Food and Drug Administration. But I'm not even sure that it would be helpful for this type of thing. EPD was billed as a kind of a pan-allergy treatment, just an overall treatment that could reduce your allergic sensitivity. Unlike allergy shots, which you have to take over a series of months, you would take a series of two or three EPD treatments, and then EPD would bring down your allergic load in general. I just don't think it's necessarily a solution to alpha-gal. Unlike many food allergies, alpha-gal allergies seem to recede over time, as long as there's not a subsequent tick bite. And that period is usually in the range, according to what I'm reading here, 8 months to 5 years. So, yeah, it's a weird thing. Allergy to meat. And, you know, generally the least allergenic thing around, right? Because, you know, if you eliminate soy and wheat and eggs and dairy and nuts and crustaceans from your diet, it's a pretty fair bet that you eliminate the most common food allergens, meat allergies, pork allergies, lamb allergies. These are rare. But once you've been bitten by that tick and you acquire it, well, that's what happens. All right. This item, it's in The Guardian, which is one of Britain's leading papers. Top oncologist to study effect of diet on cancer drugs. Wow, it's about time. Siddhartha Mukherjee has written a great book on cancer, is leading a trial at Columbia that's going to investigate whether, get this, a high-fat, low-carb diet could improve outcomes with patients with lymphoma and endometrial cancer. You know, usually the diets that were thought to be helpful for cancer, very, very low-fat diets, vegetarian, vegan diets. This one's a high-fat, low-carb diet, and it's focusing on two particular cancers, lymphoma and endometrial cancer. Endometrial cancer, often associated with obesity, although not always. Lymphoma, not necessarily always associated with obesity, but a drug used for lymphoma is, if I get the pronunciation right, it's called Allocopa. And it's it has some limited effects in patients, but it tends to raise the blood sugar sky high, causes blood sugars of in the 200s and higher. And so it makes perfect sense to give these folks a diet high in fat and low in carbs with normal protein, a ketogenic diet, in effect to starve the cancer of sugar. And boy, isn't that reminiscent of Dr. Thomas Seyfried, who has written a book on cancer, Metabolic Basis of Cancer, where he suggests ultra-low-carb diets to, in effect, starve the sugar-avid cancer cells. Sugar tends to promote cancer growth, and to the extent you can limit carbs, maybe you can slow the progression of cancer. So among other techniques that are being contemplated, certain proteins promote cancer growth. In this article, they talk about serine. It's ubiquitous in dietary proteins, but if the research proves fruitful, they may be able to develop serine-free protein shakes that starve the cancer of its necessary serine. Other studies suggest that other amino acids may be cancer promoters, like phenylalanine. These may promote cancer growth. So these are some of the approaches that are being contemplated, and it's high time. You know, even though we're talking about conventional treatment for cancer using medications, it's high time that conventional oncologists begin to explore the tremendous potential of diet, not just for prevention of cancer, but for treatment of existing cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.